Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to answer, describe a time when you were very proud of someone in IELTS speaking. The IELTS speaking test is divided into three parts. Part 1, introduction and interview. Part 2, long turn. And part 3, two-way discussion. Each part evaluates different aspects of a candidate's English speaking abilities, such as fluency, coherence, vocabulary, and pronunciation. One common topic you might encounter is, describe a time when you were very proud of someone. This article will guide you on how to answer this type of question effectively, providing examples and analyses. Examiner questions in Part 1. Introduction and interview. In Part 1, the examiner will ask you general questions about yourself and a range of familiar topics. Common questions. What is your name? Where are you from? Can you describe your family? Sample question and answer. Question. Do you live with your family? Answer. Yes, I do. I live with my parents and younger sister. We have a very close bond, and I enjoy spending time with them. We often have family dinners and discuss our day, which helps us stay connected. Part 2. Long turn. In this part, you will be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Let's focus on the topic. Describe a time when you were very proud of someone. Cue card. Describe a time when you were very proud of someone. You should say, who this person is, when this happened, what the person did, and explain why you were proud of this person. Sample answer. One of the moments I felt extremely proud was when my younger brother, John, graduated from university with honors last year. John has always been a diligent student, but what made his achievement remarkable was the fact that he managed to excel despite facing numerous challenges. He had to juggle part-time jobs to support our family while maintaining high grades. The graduation ceremony was an unforgettable event for our family. As his name was called to receive the diploma, I felt a surge of pride and happiness. Seeing the joy and accomplishment on his face, I knew all his hard work had paid off. John's determination and resilience inspired me and reminded me that perseverance can lead to great success. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic discussed in Part 2. Common questions and sample answers. Question: Why do you think people feel proud of others? Answer: People often feel proud of others when they achieve something significant or demonstrate qualities like perseverance, determination, and compassion. Witnessing someone's hard work come to fruition can instill a sense of shared joy and admiration. Question: Do you think pride is always a positive emotion? Answer: While pride is generally seen as a positive emotion, it can have negative connotations if it turns into arrogance or leads to a lack of humility. However, being proud of someone's genuine achievements is beneficial as it promotes motivation and strengthens relationships. Vocabulary and structures for high scores. Using varied vocabulary and complex structures can significantly boost your speaking score. Important vocabulary. Proud, adjective, feeling deep satisfaction as a result of someone's achievements. Proud, example, I felt immensely proud when my friend received the award. Achievement, noun, a thing done successfully with effort, skill, or courage. Achievement, example, her academic achievements were nothing short of extraordinary. Examples of complex structures. Relative clauses. One of the moments I felt extremely proud was when my younger brother John graduated from university with honors last year. Conditionals. If he hadn't worked so hard, he wouldn't have graduated with such high marks. Tips for high scores in speaking. Practice regularly. Regular practice helps improve fluency and confidence. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate diverse vocabulary to express ideas clearly and precisely. Develop ideas fully. Ensure your answers are detailed and cover all aspects of the question. Stay calm and confident. Confidence can reflect positively on your performance. By following these strategies and practicing the examples provided, you'll be better prepared to tackle the IELTS speaking test and achieve a high score. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.